All right, Naftali, stop playing with the coffee pot. Let's start moving. South Africa. Okay, today's Daf Zayin. We were in the middle of a very important machlokas between Reb Nachman and Reb Sheshet as to whether when we bring a carbon tzibur, the tuma, is that heter? So that tuma is hutra bet tzibur, and we don't even have to look around and see if we can do it b'tahira. How far look around? We're subject to two lishinus yesterday. If there's somebody immediately available, according to the first lashon, we would anyway try to do it. According to the second lashon, not. Or, according to Reb Sheshet, it's only tchuya hi betzibur. If it's tchuya, then it requires ritzui. It would mean we need the tzitz. It means that we would only do it when there's no immediately feasible alternative to having it done b'tayra. So it's a completely different relationship. And we were up to the first word on the second line of Zayin Amud Aleph. Now we're getting to the rayas that Reb Nachman, who holds heter, wants to bring, and Reb Sheshes, who holds tchia, wants to bring. Ob Reb Sheshes, mina aminala, how can I prove to you that I'm correct in saying that tume is dechuya betzibur, but not hutra betzibur? The Tanya, haya omeiru makriv minchat haomer, v'nitmek biyado, omer umeviin acheret tachtiha. A kohen who's about to bring the omer, and it becomes tame as he's holding it, he should say, look, it's tame, we better bring another one. If, however, there is no other omer that can be brought, meaning there's not even omer to be kotzer, because when it says that he should bring a acher, it means even if it would be Shabbos, and we would need to go ahead, and we would need to be mechal of Shabbos to bring it, he should still say. But if there isn't any other, omrimlo, so we say to him, hey, have it be careful, just smarten up, baby, shtok, just shut up, what do you have to tell everybody it's tummy for? Because Lamaisa, you're supposed to bring it betume anyway. And if you make a big fuss about it, so people may make the mistake of thinking that it's mutter to do such a thing even beyond. Okay, so just don't say anything about it. Lamaisa, you're supposed to be makriv at any event. But does it or does it not say here, Katani Miyat, it does say Omer, Umeivin Acheret Achter. If it's possible, he should tell us that it became Tame, and that would cause us to go ahead and to bring another carbon, which means clearly that we're trying not to bring a carbon Tzibur Betuma. So apparently it's only Tzibur Betzibur, as I say.
It
means a carbon Tzibur that has a Zman Kavua. So we'll see later on. No.
That's only one way of pulling tumor for the tzibur. Mm-hmm. One row where it's on it. That for sure is called tumor for the tzibur.
What?
And yet Pesach, row people, row the Yisrael.
That's, yeah, because of Pesach, since it's Bobi Knufia, in this halacha, everybody has to bring it together at the same time, has this din of a garment tzibur.
But the tzibur is not a tzibur that's tummy.
Right. It's nothing to do with the tzibur being tummy. Right, that's only by Pekor and Pesach.
Yeah. Tzibur is for a tzibur.
Right, because normally the carbon tzibur is brought for that tzibur as one carbon. Carbon Pesach is a unique situation because it has separate dinim, as we'll see. In any event, you see from here that it says Omer, he should tell us, and we'll have to bring another one. Omer of Nachman says Reb Nachman. What kind of raya is that, for God's sake? I'm telling you that Tuma is Hutra Betzibur, and I still say Tuma is Hutra Betzibur. But even though Tuma is Hutra Betzibur, that's in terms of bringing the carbon. It's not in terms of saying, well, now you're allowed to eat a carbon that's tummy. So we're going to end up bringing the carbon omer. Thank you very much. We brought it. Now what do we do with it? You're not allowed to eat it. So of course I'm made in a case modina hechadika shirayim lachil. If the whole point is you're supposed to do the kmitza, and then you end up with a shirayim, and those shirayim have to be eaten, and in this case you won't be able to eat it. So of course we have to try to see if we could bring it patira in order to be mekayim the mitzvah properly. But I wasn't talking about a case where we have shirayim. I'm talking about a case you have an animal. And now the question over here is, shall I bring my carbon oil or not bring my mine? I mean, the tzibur's carbon oil or not? Over there, I still maintain, show me in a case like that, then I'm supposed to tell him and replace him. Okay, I'll show you. I'll show you right now, Meisvei. We have exactly the same case in which Hayam Makriv Minchat Parim Ve'elim Uchvasim. Now, I'd like to see what you're going to do with this one. You're bringing the mincha of the various animals. Okay, every mincha is a different size, you know, chatziyahin, that's all, but whatever it is, that mincha is not mitzet. That mincha is put on the mizbeach. There's no shirayim la'achila. I mean, it's talking about a classic case where we're bringing the minchas nesachim. Nitmet v'yado became stomei. Nonetheless, it says omer omevin acher tachter. The kohen should say, "Hey guys, I'm sorry to say this, but we're going to have to replace this." V'im ein sham elahi, if there is no alternative, so then omrim lo, we tell the kohen, havi pikeach u'shtok, why don't you wise up and just be quiet? Well, you have to make a big fuss about it. There's nothing we can do about it anyway. So my love, now, when it says parim elim u'kvasim, and what's it referring to over here? Which parim elim u'kvasim? I would imagine, let's say the parim, the elim and kvasim, on Chag HaSukkos you have parim elim u'kvasim. We'll take a nice example of a case where you've got all of the Karbonos Tzibur, and it's a Kavua Lahem Zman, classic case, and it says over here, you're holding the Minchas Nesachim, which is not Nikmat, no Shirayim La'achila, you should tell them, I think we're going to have to replace this. Why do I have to replace it? According to you, Reb Nachman, according to you, the din is the Tum is Hutra B'Tzibur. Let's just go straight ahead and be makrivat. Omar Lecha Reb Nachman said, Reb Nachman, no, I'm sorry, you jumped to conclusion. Actually, this braita is very, very cleverly constructed. Because what it's trying to bring you is a case of, now, of course, somebody wants to read it with a shallow approach, will read it like you. But if you want to read it with its full intent, you'll understand that the Tana is forcing us to confront the fact that there are Purim and Elim and Kvasim, which even though normally there would be Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, as I say, there are special cases where indeed you'd have to say, we need to replace it. What am I referring to? Purim would be referring to, let's say, the par that's brought when the Tzibur does Avodah Zarah. Now that par is a Karban Olah. It may be it's Karban Tzibur, but it certainly is not Kavu Azman. And the din of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur is limited to karbonot that are kavua lehem zman. So therefore, obviously, we have to replace it. So af agav the tzibur hu, kivan delo kavua lehem zman, ma'adrinan, we look to find something else. Elim is referring to the El Aharon. The El Aharon, bepar ben bakar va'ayel chatat of Yom HaKippurim. That's his own personal one. Afagav the kevila isman, even though the maisa, obviously it has isman kavua Yom HaKippurim, but kivan the yachidu, he's not a tzibur, albeit he's needed for the tzibur. The rest of the kapor on Yom HaKippurim requires him to do this, but in fact, this particular animal is not a korban tzibur. Therefore, madrin, and we attempt to replace it and to bring it v'taira. Kvasim, you know what kvasim is referring to over here? Well, you have a message.
How's the checks?
Very good. Now you guys know what time Alon walks into Daf Yomi.
I think this.
Now he's trying to blame Tanya.
No, the relationship.
Okay, so what we're talking about over here is the keves that comes with the omer. The keves that comes with the omer has a minchas nesachim, all right, but it also has a mincha called the omer. That's why we're bringing it. So in that case, we're back to my original answer. The omer, of course, has shirayim la'achila. Whether shirayim la'achila already told you, I'm moda. This is the beauty of the braita. The braita, in fact, forces you. Take a look. There are Purim, Elim, and Kvasim who have menachas, and you'd have to replace them, even though it's B'tzibur. Ah. But certainly it's not coming to tell me that in general Tumah is Dechuya B'tzibur. Actually, Tumah is Rucha B'tzibur. Meitzvah. Let's see whether we can bring a raya from here. Dam shenitma v'zorko. You have dam that's tame, you went out and you were zoriket. If it was b'shogeg, it's hurtzah. If it's b'mezid, lo hurtzah. Now, what are we talking about over here? It's not hurtzah. Okay, fine. The Rabbonin say it's not hurtzah. Doesn't mean, of course, that you can go ahead and bring another korban. Rabbonin can't tell you to bring chulin ba'azara. Rabbonin can tell you that it wasn't hurtzah, meaning that you can't eat the basar. So even though the basar itself may be tahar, can't eat it. The bialim or nitchaper because there's no choice. But in any event, it does say over here that you need the ritzui of the tzitz and so on. So apparently, it's only dechuya. Yes, says Reb Nachman. That's brilliant. Does it say anything about a korban yachid or a korban tzibur there? A korban tzibur wouldn't need the ritzui tzitz. It's talking about where you need the ritzui tzitz. We're all agreed you need the ritzui tzitz at a korban yachid. Ki tanya yidin yachid. That's referring to korban yachid. I'm still challenging you to bring me a case where a korban tzibur that is not lematarot achila, that has a zman kavua, that is not owned by an individual, requires ritzui tzitz. Go ahead, bring me. No such case. Why? Because tumas ritzui tzibur. All of these cases that you're bringing are unique cases, have nothing to do with the general set of things that are ritzui tzibur. Oh yeah, what about this? Tashma. Ama hatzitz miratze al hadam v'al habasar v'al hachelev shenitma bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'ones, bein b'rotzayn, please listen carefully, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur. Go ahead. Go answer this one. By the way, before we come to answer this one, we have a contradiction between the brayta we just said a moment ago. A moment ago it said that b'shogeg hurtzah, b'mezid lo hurtzah, and here it says, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid. How do you explain that? So the truth is, we had a machloket about how to explain that. And we said, back in Pesachim, we said that one Madi Yomar says the Nafkamina, both agree the Nafkamina is that one is referring to the Tuma, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, and one is referring to the Zerika, b'shogeg, b'mezid. The question is in what direction? One man, the Omer holds, if the Tuma became Tamei b'mezid, it won't be Meratzah. The other man, the Omer says, if the Zrika was done b'mezid, it won't be Meratzah. Fine. Not our sugya. That's not our problem here. We can answer the contradiction. But our problem is that it says, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur. V'yis al-kadatech Tumei heteri b'tzibur. Lomali l'ritzuye. Why would I need the ritzui of a tzitz if there's nothing to be Meratzah on? The Torah said it to the Katchila, go right ahead. No problem of Tuma B'tzibur. So why are we discussing the tzitz? Now, Reb Nachman, now what are you going to say? Amar lecha Reb Nachman, well, wait a second over here. It says, bein b'yachid, that's all very nice, but the part about needing the ritzui tzitz, ki katani hatzitz meratzeh, is only talking about adi yachid. The part about bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur is just there to tell me that, and if this was done b'tzibur, it certainly is kosher. But the tzitz is making it even b'yachid. Bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur, which would have been true even without the tzitz. That's how I read it. I know that's a little bit pushy, you know, to push that interpretation. So I'll give you another explanation. Even if it means bein b'tzibur, didn't I just give you a list of things where the tzibur would also require ritzui tzitz? Something that's akavu asman, something that was owned by Yochid. Okay, so it's talking about those things. Bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur, in the cases of the tzibur, that does require ritzui tzitz. So you can never get me on something like that, because I agree that there are a set of things that require ritzui tzitz, even b'tzibur. So it's referring to b'tzibur, b'hanak dolo kavielu asman. Let's say, like the case we had before about the Depara Vodazara. Nice example. Something that's not Kavu Azman. Nonetheless, it's B'tzibur. Since it's not Kavu Azman, it requires Ritzui Tzitz. Okay? I still challenge you to find a direct example of a case where it's B'tzibur and it is also not owned by Yochid, and it is Kavul Azman, and there's no Shiraim Lachila. Go ahead and show me that you need Ritzui Tzitz. Okay? How about this? Mesve. Vinasa Aaron et Avon HaKodashim. Okay. Says Aaron should wear the tzitz on his meitzach, and he will carry, meaning he will be meratze, the Avon HaKodashim for Bnei Yisrael. Now, v'chi eze avon hu nosa. It says over here, he carries their sins. Sins of the kachim. Which sins are we referring to? We're talking about pigel? Somebody, a kohen, went ahead, was makriv a korban with an understanding that he would eat it chutz lemekomo. In this case, that's what pigel means. Normally, we use pigel stam for chutz lemekomo, but in this case, it means chutz lemekomo. How could it mean that? It says, beferish in the Torah, pigul hu lo yeratze. Okay? Pigul is not merutze, under any circumstances. So how could it be referring to pigul? Is it referring to notar? Now, in this case, notar means, according to almost everybody, what normally pigul means. Namely, pigul machshava of chutz zmano. The reason, the classic reason why it cannot mean you're not smiling today, Aaron, at all. You see the impact that you're having?
I'm smiling.
But there was no boker or there was not. Let's see. The man is Yoshe Bafushe.
It's Sibur. When you're smiling by yourself, it's Biyafi.
It's terrible. Oh my gosh.
Maybe it's an inverse relationship.
You think so? You're sapping all of it. Maybe. So now, the reason why it can't be referring to Motar is because notar occurs after the carbon is already finished. What are you telling me? I brought the carbon, everything's fine. Guy goes home, and then now, 2 days later, he brought a carbon tater. So basically, 2 days later, I've left over the meat. Whoops, sorry, it's now retroactively nipsal. It's crazy. It's getting me referring to no, sir. Why would I need a ritzui on no, sir? No, sir, just what happens to the meat. Am I allowed to eat or not allowed to eat it? So it can't be referring to no, sir. Therefore, it's got to be referring to a machshevet notar. The Kohen brought it with the thought that he was going to eat it on the third day or on the second day Shlomim, the third day. So it can't be Avon Notar. There is, by the way, a Shita, just as a matter of interest, that Tosis brings, that says it actually could be referring to Notar, because we found a Hava meaning. Now, the Maisa of the Gemara was Deichet, that Notar, even ex post facto, could pass a Korban. And brought examples from, let's say, Rezov or Rezova. Yeah, they kept all their days with Tyra. Shomer's Yom Kedeged Yom. All of a sudden, retroactively, she's Tomei. Why can we say the same thing about a Korban? Lamaisa Gemara ends up being Doicha then. But I said, maybe, in other words, if you'll tell me that, that's the meaning. No, it doesn't mean that either. Okay. But in any event, but none of this is important directly, it's not germane to us. Arei Kvar Ne'emar, Lo Yechashev. Where there it says, "Hime achol yeachel mipsar zevak shlamav b'yom ha-shlishi, ha-makriv oto lo yechashev." Doesn't count. So how could it count? Because of its tzitz. Therefore, we're left with only one possibility. Ha-eino nosei, only thing that's left is avon tuma, not pigel, not nota. What could it be? Tuma. The reason that it would be nosei avon tuma. Very reasonable if you think about it. Tuma is kal from anything else, because tuma is hutra b'chlol b'tzibur. Since the Torah has three isurim, very similar. Tuma, pigo, notar. One of them, inexplicably, the Torah says you can ignore when it comes to the tzibur. No, you can ignore it. So if you can ignore it, then that must be the thing that the tzitz is being maratza. In other words, even though I don't need ritzui tzitz for the case of the tzibur, in other words, maybe it's hutra b'tzibur, but since it's hutra b'tzibur, it would be miratza on the yachid, because that shows us that tuma is more kal. That is something that's very disturbing about this gemara, because the words ha enono say generally mean, so what else could it mean? You're left with this only alternative. It's not pigel, it's not notar, so what could it be? It could only be tuma. So then why do you have to give me a reason? Must be tuma, shutra mechola mitzibur. Must be tuma because there's nothing else for heaven's sake. Not because it's shutra mechola mitzibur. And if you want to say tuma, then you should have said, without going through this no alternative approach. Just say, we have various Yisurim. Which one could it mean? Must mean Tuma, because Tuma is a Hutra B'chol B'tzibur. But to give these two reasons, what do you mean two reasons for? So Rashi understands it means, we're just trying to bring out how reasonable it is that this is consistent. In other words, here we see there's no other alternative, and indeed, there's a good reason for that, because the Torah consistently treats Tuma differently. So here's another example of treating it differently, right? Tosis doesn't like that. So Tosis actually has a very different approach in which he shows that Pigel and Noser are also Hutra Michlol. Where? On a Bama. The reason that we're looking only in these three cases is because those are the only cases that we'd be talking about in the first place. In other words, the Hutra Michlola, we first take a look, the Torah says there's a heter of the tzitz. Okay? So if there's the heter of the tzitz, then that heter is coming to talk about in a case where it would be l'ratzon, says Tosfos. L'ratzon means there was a place where it was l'ratzon. This particular circumstance is not l'ratzon. You're not betzibur, you're biyachid. You're not an Obama, you're in the Beit HaMikdash. Which one of the three possibilities that are Hutra Michlola? All you have is Pigel Neiser V'Tuma. Therefore, you're left only with this case because this case is also Hutra Michlola. Not an Obama, but Petzibu. See? A very different approach. But in any event, the Kasha remains absolutely burningly clear. It says Beferish in the Braita, Avon Tumash Hutra Petzibu. We're trying to bring a Raya that the Tzitz is Maratza B'Yachid. Why? Because Tuma is Hutra Petzibu. Did you hear that, Reb Sheshet? Tuma, Hutra B'tzibur, repeat after me. Okay, so what are you talking about already? There's nothing to argue about. Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur, we just proved it. Ooh, that's pretty bad. Gosh, Reb Sheshet. That certainly does seem to prove it rather conclusively. Says Reb Sheshet, well, you're right, it does. But it's a machlokas tanaim. I'll prove it to you. It's a machlokas tanaim. I am not absolutely out of the water here because I hold like the other tanaim. I don't know if you guys should be answering amen to a bracha over the internet. Just be careful then.
They have to destroy this tape, or do they have to keep it?
Now not a tape. What century are you from? I'm sorry, I don't speak to people across time. Only across space. Detanya, how do we see that it's a machloket tanaim? Detanya. See, it's ben sheyesh noal mitzcho, ben she'in noal mitzcho meratzeh. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says whether the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, or even if the tzitz is on a hook somewhere and he's not wearing it, nonetheless, that tzitz would be meratzeh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, odeh o mitzcho. If he's wearing it, then it's meratzeh. But ain't odeh o mitzcho, ain't meratzeh. Says Rabbi Shimon, how can you say that? A Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur isn't wearing his tzitz. Because he only wears his, if he's doing his avodah b'big day lava, there's no tzitz. So the Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippur in Yochiyah, she'eino deo al mitzcho, umratzeh, none of those, even though it's not al mitzcho, we said beferish earlier, don't say anything. Eilo shalari, no problem. Nonetheless, Muratzeh. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, no, anach, the Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippur, Tuma Hutra Lo B'Tzibur. Not true. The Tuma on Yom Kippur, what do you need a tzitz for anyway? It's Hutra Lo. Now, if that's what Rabbi Yehuda's response is, so why doesn't Rabbi Shimon like that response? Mechlad Rabbi Shimon, Tzava Tuma Tchuyim B'Tzibur. So apparently there is a machlokes tanoim, whether Tuma is Hutra Tchuyim. Since Rabbi Shimon holds l'shitasoi that it's only dechuya, so it requires heter tzitz. If it requires heter tzitz, he says to him, how can you say odeo al mitzchay, dear Rabbi Yehuda, even on Yom Kippur it's meratzah, it's not odeo al mitzchay. So memele, it boils down to a machlokas as to whether there is a required. Is it hutra or is it dechuya? Omer Abaye, okay, very good. But I just want to clarify. You're 100% right. It's Machlokes tonight. However, Could be. There are ways out of it. Omar Abaye, b'nishbar hatzitz, let's just understand the machlokas. If the tzitz didn't exist, let's say the tzitz was broken, we're not saying that the concept of a tzitz is meratz. Obviously, there needs to be a tzitz that's meratz. The only question is if he's not wearing the tzitz, kipligi the tole besich, that's it's hanging on a hook in the locker room. So now, is it meratz there? So Rabbi Yudah says, look, what's the lashon of the pasuk? V'hoya al meitzach Aharon v'nasa Aharon et avon hakadoshim. So what does that say? On his forehead, then Aharon is nosei. How can you say it more clearly than that? So if it's on his forehead, then it's meratzah. Very simple. Says Rabbi Shimon, well, it's very simple until you read the end of the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'haya al mitzcho tamid l'ratzon layem, right? Okay, now, it says the same thing, al mitzcho, it says tamid. Now, what does it mean? It means tamid, when he's going to the bathroom. What does tamid mean? Obviously, it doesn't mean literally tamid. It says tamid l'ratzon l'fnei Hashem, my tamid. In lema tamid al mitzcho, what? Literally, he's wearing it all the time, and therefore, it's meratz all the time. Mi mashkachet, I understand. Mi lo moi lo meo lo beit akise, but the guy doesn't have to go to the bathroom. Mi lo boi meinim, he doesn't have to go to sleep. He's not allowed to sleep with the tzitz, because as we'll see, not allowed to be meisiyah das on the tzitz. So, and nonetheless, it says tamid, that it's tamid meratz, so that the tamid over here is not connected to literally being on his meitzach. So tamid meratz means beautiful raya. So it's always meratzah, whether he's wearing it or not. It's just that it has to exist. Hey, that's a darn good point, actually. Rabbi Yudah Nami, Haktiv Tamid. It does say Tamid. Says Rabbi Yudah that doesn't mean that it's always meratzah. Hoya mitzcho Tamid means that it has to be continually on his mind when he's wearing it. That's the point. You can't become a robot wearing a tzitz. Then you're not wearing a tzitz. Wearing a tzitz means being conscious of a tzitz. So therefore, it means, ahu tamid shelo yasiyar dato mimenu. That means that it has to be on his mind. That's got on his forehead. On his brain, is what it's saying. Kid rabba baravuna. Diyoma rabba baravuna. Chayav adam lemashmish bitfilav v'cho sha'av v'sha'ah. Kal v'cho mer mitzitz. There's a chiyuv for a person to constantly be touching his tefillin so that he doesn't lose track of the fact that he has tefillin on his head. Since, unfortunately, people have a tendency not to see themselves. When you see yourself, you're a little bit aware of what an idiot you are. You start thinking about your behavior, you start thinking about your existence. So if you have tefillin on your head, you start thinking about your tefillin. We were created with a big problem. We don't see ourselves. So the most we could do is become aware of ourselves. That's also problematic. Like this, if you touch at least one sense is there, so that leads to an awareness. That way you won't forget about it. How do I know this? If the tzitz, she'en, we're about to say it. If the tzitz, she'en bo ela askara achat, amra toral mitzchot tamid. If the tzitz, which only has one shem ha-shemen, and the Torah says, has to be always al mitzcho. Obviously not meaning literally always al mitzcho, but meaning what? As we just said. Shaloi asiyar da'ato mimenu. You see that that's what it means? Shaloi asiyar da'ato mimenu. So if you have tefillin, sheish b'maskarot arbei, the Shem Hashem is mentioned so many times in the tefillin. So al achat kama v'kama. So for sure you have to be careful if you have that al mitzchacho, that you have to be aware of it at all times. Now, Tosis holds that this can't be a serious kavachomer d'oraisa, because there's so many ways to show that it's wrong. The tefillin, the Shem Hashem is covered. It's not exposed. And even if you'll tell me that it's exposed, at least with the shin, and that's only the shin, there's a din of ktiva. The other otiyot is the famous Tosis Hashit. The other otiyot don't have a din of ktiva d'oraisa.
Just the shin
is the one that we have aloha l'moshe misinai that's called the shin. Okay. So good, we spell out the shame with the ritzuis and so on, but that's not aloha l'moshe misinai. This is a It was a machlokas we've spoken about in the past. Furthermore, we don't have the Shem HaMiyuchad in open. Even if you would say that all three otiyot, Shin, Dalet, Yud, but you don't have Yud Kei Vav Kei, so certainly that's more chomer. So therefore, he tines that this is, yeah, there are elements in the tzitz, of course there are more chomer, therefore it's not truly a kal v'chomer. But the Rabbanim were mechayev you this idea. Here there seems to be a machlokas of poskim, which is very nogeya, the whole Zilberman problem. There seems to be a machlokas of poskim, how to understand this new, even though in the Rambam it's Bashar Bamashi Raisa. What does this mean? Does it mean that if you're wearing tefillin without awareness, then it's the same as a tzitz without awareness, you're not yotzei the mitzvah, bichlal? Or is it just the halach in how you're supposed to be wearing the tefillin? Yeah. But it's not that the rabbanim were oiker the mitzvah. You wouldn't need now to make a new brach on your tefillin when you suddenly become aware that you're wearing them and so on. I mean, if lamaisa, not wearing tefillin means you're not wearing, I mean, consciously, means you're not wearing them, then the idea of wearing tefillin all day, because at least you're being the kind of, it doesn't hold any, you're not wearing tefillin. You're wearing a box on your head. The tefillin are only activated with your consciousness. You're not conscious. So what's the point of wearing them? Well, that's part of the question. Is it telling you not to wear them otherwise? Rabbonim or Mamish Eikers, they don't wear your tefillin unless. Said, of course, you'd have to be Zoyer not to wear them. But again, that seems to be dependent in the Achronim, how to learn it. By the way, it's a very interesting Briskerov, just by Agav, that points out, I mean, it could be, it's obvious, but people get confused. They think that the Kal V'chomer is a Kal V'chomer on the Shemos. If a person needs to be aware of the one Shem on his head, certainly needs to be aware of 20 Shemot on his head. Which is nonsensical. I mean, you can't be more aware. If one shame is b'chayev you awareness, so 100 shemot and not b'chayev you more awareness. Just the same awareness of more shemot. So it seems like a silly kal v'chomer. Right? I mean, what are you going to tell me? If I need to be, I need to take care of an aura in HaKadosh as I did of B'sham Shei Kedusha for one Sefer Torah, Kol Shekev has 10 Sefer Torah, it's 10 times as Mekudosh. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's the same din. It has a din of something that's being mishamish chayvus of kedusha. Yeah, you're trying to say gavachomer, kamer shemus, or what? What's it have to be? That's exactly it. So he just speaks out. I mean, you don't make the mistake of thinking that it's the covet of the shame. We're analyzing the covet of the chayvus. So if the Torah is miyachet this chayvus with kamer for kamer shemus, it means that the chayvus is a chavtza of greater importance. Yeah, exactly. Not that there are more names, no, but because the Torah, the object now means there's more important because the Torah wanted to be miyached more of Shemesh to it. Like, as Barnea is pointing out, it's like Yud Gimel Brito. No, it could be a Kal V'chomer in terms of the level of the Chefetz, that if the Torah is makbid on the Chefetz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only insisted in having one shame on. Nonetheless, this chayfetz is a chayfetz so that he's concerned for, and therefore you have to treat it. Not that the shame is the thing you're treating. It's the chayfetz that you're treating. It's what it is. So tefillin have an element in them which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be even greater than it is. To mention more of the inyan that he's done in the world.
So she was in Europe, did
they wear tefillin all the time? The grow. Right. Russian yeshivas is a new invention, but I mean, what we call Russia. So seriously, I mean, Russian yeshivas should be Europe, the kind of mainland. But there were those who wore tefillin. That was the Grosh sheet. That's why the Zubermans wear tefillin, because they follow that sheet. Yeah? But that's dependent. It's dependent in these circles. Yes. Russian yeshivas. There were yeshivas, sure. Sura Bumbadisa, absolutely. But yeshivas in Europe. That's not what we're called there. The Rashivas. We didn't look to Rashivas in those days. It was the Rabbonim that were the Hashivim in Europe, not the Rosh Yeshivas until very recently. So the meaning therefore of the Pasuk would be Al mitzre tomi not to be mesiach da'at, but al meitzach aroin, it's only meratza, it's only venosa when he's carrying it. That's the pshat. So wait, so then l'Rabbi Shimon the Omer tamid meratza. How do you learn it the other way? If you're learning the end of the pasuk that tomid al mitzre tomid is when it's meratza, meaning I'm sorry, al mit, this is a mistake. You should say al meitzach, not al mitzre. Al meitzach aron v'nasa, so then it means it's only on his meitzach. How is he going to explain if you learn out tamid meratza? Because ahu levala malkum odiyasa. Where does it say where to put the tzitz? The Torah is telling you what to do with the tzitz. Make a tzitz. What do you do with the tzitz? Put it al meitzach aron. No, I understand what your problem is. The rest of the pasuk is coming to tell me when it's meratza tamid al mitzray. Then it's meratza, but not al meitzach. Only then it's meratza. So it's always meratza. Rabbi Yehuda, that's an interesting point. So how does Rabbi Yehuda know l'kvalo makom minole? How does he know that it should be bedavka on his meitzach? What do you mean? How does he know? It says al mitzray. So according to Rabbi Shimon, doesn't it also say al mitzray? Enachinami. But al mitzchay v'nasa, that again is a mistake. Al meitzach aron v'nasa, my avid lei, amar lecha roi lemeitzach meratzeh, she'ena roi lemeitzach, ena meratzeh, lafu kiddush meratzitz, lo meratzeh. That's only coming to tell me, not that it has to be on his forehead, but that there has to be a tzitz that could be on his forehead. That's all that it's saying. So if somehow this tzitz is not suitable for his forehead, then the tzitz is not meratza. But it's not coming to tell me it's only meratza if it's on his forehead. So again, how would Rabbi Yehuda know that? I mean, maybe that really is all that it's saying. So nishbar tzitz minole. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? Look, did it have to say mitzcho? Could it have said al meitzach tamid? If it says al mitzcho. So there's two different things that it's telling me. First of all, it's telling me mitzcho, it belongs on his forehead. But it says meitzach to tell me also the makom of the kviyas hatzitz, and then it says al meitzach mechaper to tell me that it's only meratz venos. I mean, it's only no say when it's on the tzitz. So memela, we have all the limudim here. It has to be on his forehead, given. It has to be roy for his forehead, a kosher tzitz, given. Now our only question is it meratz on his forehead, and only on his forehead? Or al mitzchay tells me two things. It's meratz all the time, and it's concentrate all the time. That's the machlokas. Why indeed? What does it boil down to? Rabbi Shimon, meitzach mitzcho, lo mashmalei. Rabbi Shimon says, I don't think you could be dorish two things from meitzach and mitzcho. So therefore, since I don't hold that, I need it to tell me nishbar atzitz. Once I need it to tell me nishbar atzitz, I'm now stuck with al meitzach aron v'nasa. So that because I have one less limud, I have no way of getting around the limitation of its being only meratz in this fashion. Okay? All right, so we now have a machlokas, which we only brought in, ostensibly, to tell us that the raya, that there's a machlokas, tanoim, about whether tumah is or true betzibur, and tumah tchuyah betzibur. Meanwhile, Abaya got involved to try to analyze the machlokas, as to why we would think that tzitz is meratza even if it's not al mitzvah, and why would we think that tzitz is meratza only when it's al mitzvah, like Rabbi Yehuda. It does a beautiful analysis in showing us that we have what appear to be two contradictory seeming elements, al meitzach v'nasa, on the other hand, al mitzchot tamid. So depending on how you learn that contradiction, how many limudim you end up coming up with this machlokas. Lamaisa, however, this machlokas, the underlying issue, in terms of its applicability to us, is legabi the machlokas, where Nachman and Reb Sheshes, where the tumah is, which were tchuyah betzibur. Why don't you give another mazel tov for that? Ah, come on, man. Oh, for the new place. I mean, so much fun. I mean, they... Huh? You think they hear you from so far away? You got to talk a lot. You're carrying across thousands of kilometers. Okay, let's do our brief review here. Omer Rav Sheshet, mina mina la detanya haya omedu makriv minchat omer mitzvei biyado, omer omevin acher tachtea, ve'im ein shem elahi, omerim lo, psst, havi pikeach, shtok, katani miyat omer omevin acher tachtea. I thought it's such a betzibor, Rav Nachman. Omer Rav Nachman, odin alecha echad ike shirayim lachila, that of course we try to bring it betayra. Mitzvei. Haya makriv minchat parim ve'elim ukvasim, mitzvei biyado omer omevin acher tachtea, V'imein shom elahi omrim lo havi pikeach ushtok for my love parim elim ukvasim dechag, and nonetheless we require you to replace it if it's possible. Omlach Rav Nachman, no, it's talking about parim paravad azora afagav the tziburu kivan de lo kavila isman ma'adrina elim is referring to elo shel Aaron afagav the kavila isman kivan de achidu ma'adrina kvasim is referring to the keves abayim ha'omer where you have shirayim lachil as I already explained. Good heavens. I've heard it all. Maitve. Dam shenitma vizorko b'shogei gurtza b'mezid lo gurtza. Ki tanya yid yachid. Tashma, ma tzitzmerat al adam al abasav al achilu shenit b'bein b'shogei b'bein b'mezid b'bein b'nis b'bein b'rotzen. B'bein b'yachid, b'bein b'tzibur. Isa agarek tu mehetri b'tzibur, lo melo d'ritzuye. I'm like Rav Nachman. No, kikatania tzitzberatzev is only referring to Yachid. Or by tema filu tema betzibur, but b'hanach lo kvielu zman meitve. V'nasa Aaron et avon hakadoshim eiz avon nasa. Im avon pigul rekver nemar lo yiratze. Im avon notar rekver nemar lo yichashev. Ha'enu nasa ela avon tuma. Listen carefully. Shehu tra michlala betzibur kasher pshesheth. Tanoi detanya. Tzitz ben sheyesh lo mitzch ben sheno mitzch moratze di Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda omer, no, odeo mitzch moratze. En odeo mitzch ben moratze. Omer lo Rabbi Shimon, how can you say that? Going to be on my kippur yachia. She en odeo mitzch, nonetheless it's moratze. Omer lo Rabbi Yehuda, what do you bring me a rifle? Going to be on my kippur. Tu me zutra betzibur. Ah, so mechlal the Rabbi Shimon, sava. Tu me dechui betzibur, here's our machloke. Omer Rabbi, ben nishbar hatzitz kuli amel pligit lo moratze. Keep ligated to the besichta. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, it says only al meitzach Aaron v'nasa. Rabbi Shimon Savar, no, it says tamid l'ratzon ifnei Hashem. I ask you, what do you think tamid means? It can't mean ilema tamid al mitzchay. Impossible. Mi mashkachet la. Mi biloboy me'el abet akisei. Mi loboy me'inam. Elo tamid meratzehu, whether it's wearing it or not. Rabbi Yehuda Nami aktiv tamid. That only means tamid shlo yasir bato mimenu. Get a rabba baravuna, the omer rabba baravuna. Chayav adam lamashmish betfilav b'chol sha'a v'sha'a. Kavachomer mitzitz. Uma atzit shein bo elah askarach. Atam natara al mitzcho. This is fine. Yeah, I'm sorry. Al mitzcho tamid shlo yasir bato mimenu. Tfilin sheyesh b'maskot arbe alachat kama v'kama. And so what about Rabbi Shimon? The Omer Tamid Meratzeh, what does he do with the fact that it says, that, here's the mistake, what does he do about the fact that it says, Al Meitzach Aaron V'nasa Aaron? Ahulik V'alom Makom Udiyata. Doesn't mean only when it's Al Meitzach. It means wear it on the Meitzach. Rabbi Yehuda, Lik V'alom Makom Inolei, maybe this is true, that it's not there to tell me when it's Meratzeh. Eh? No, Nafkele Al Mitzcho. It's Rabbi Shimon Ami, typically be Al Mitzcho. Hidokin Ami. Al meitzach v'nasamay avidle, al malacha, ro'ui l'meitzach meratze, she'no ro'ui l'meitzach eina meratze, lafuki nishbar atzitz to lo meratze, ulu Rabbi Yehuda nishbar atzitz minole, and he says, that I know from the end of the pasuk, it says, al mitzcho tamid, mitzcho means esbi roi, meitzach, mitzcho, Rabbi Shimon, meitzach, mitzcho, lo mashma.